Bhagavatam, first canto, second chapter, called Divinity and Divine Service, this morning, text number 24. Artiva, Daruno, Dumas, Asmad, Atnis, Rahimayaha, Tamasas, Tu, Rajas, Tasma, Tattvam, Yad, Brahma Darshanam, Bharati Vattaruno Bhuma, Tasma, Mistrahi Maya, Tamasastu, Rajas, Tasma, Samyat Brahma Darshanam Bhartivadharino Dhuma Asmad Agnishtaimaya Tamasastu Rajastasma Samyat Brahma Darshanam
Sacrifices.
Mayaha,
made of.
Tamasaha, in the mode of ignorance to God. Rajaha, the mode of passion. Asmat, from that. Sattam, the mode of goodness. Yat, which. Brahma, the absolute truth. Darshanam, realization. Translation. Firewood is a transformation of earth, but smoke is better than the raw wood, and fire is still better. For by fire we can derive the benefits of superior knowledge through Vedic sacrifices. Similarly, passion, rajas, is better than ignorance, tamas, but goodness, sattva, is best, because by goodness one can come to realize the absolute truth. Srila Prabhupada's purport. As explained above, one can get release from the conditioned life of material existence by devotional service to the personality of Godhead. It is further comprehended herein that one has to rise to the platform of the mode of goodness, sattva, so that one can be eligible for devotional service of the Lord. But if there is but if there are impediments on the progressive path, anyone, even from the platform of tamas, can gradually rise to the sattva platform by the expert direction of the spiritual master. Sincere candidates must therefore approach an expert spiritual master for such a progressive march. And the bona fide expert spiritual master is competent to direct a disciple from any stage of life, tamas, rajas, or sattva. The good news, sattva. It is a mistake, therefore, to consider that worship of any quality or any form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is equally beneficial. Meaning, the previous verse is mentioned Brahma and Shiva. And he says all three are forms of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but the previous verse says that only sattva tamu, the form of the Lord and the mode of goodness, that is to say Vishnu, is to be worshipped. That's what he means, any form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Except Vishnu, all separated forms, that means the living entities, except Vishnu, all separated forms are manifested under the conditions of material energy, and therefore the forms of material energy cannot help anyone to rise to the platform of sattva, which alone can liberate a person from material bondage. The uncivilized state of life, or the life of the lower animals, is controlled by the mode of tamas. The civilized life of man, with a passion for various types of material benefits, is the stage of rajas. The rajas stage of life gives a slight clue to the realization of the absolute truth in the form of fine sentiments in philosophy, art, and culture with moral and ethical principles. But the mode of sattva is still higher stage of material quality, which actually helps one in realizing the absolute truth. In other words, there is a qualitative difference between the different kinds of worshiping methods, as well as the respective results derived from the predominating deities, namely Brahma, Vishnu, and Hara. Hara meaning Lord Shiva. Ma Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nikti Namane Namaste Sarasate Deve Gauravani Charane Nivishesha Sudhya Varipas Chacha Deva Sutarane Om Jnanam Simarandasya Dhananjana Sulakaya Chapsuri Miritum Jainam Tasmaya Sri Gurave Namaha So here in this verse there is an example. In this chapter, Divinity and Divine Service, the process of devotional service has been very nicely described. And it has been mentioned already that by regular Anityam Bhagavata Sevaya, by regular attendance in the Bhagavatam class and serving the Bhagavatas, the devotees of the Lord, the inauspicious things in the heart are destroyed. One should start to see passion and ignorance disappear. One becomes established in goodness, material mode of goodness, and then one comes to the transcendental platform, Vishuddha Sattva, pure goodness. Transcendental platform, the spiritual platform, is that platform of which there is nothing that comes into being and nothing is destroyed. It's the eternal world, the spiritual world. There's no creation, there's no destruction. That's what's meant by eternal. So that sattva, Vishuddha Sattva, Vishuddha Sattva, pure goodness. There's some of that sattva here in this world, but now it's bracketed and by passion and ignorance about creation and destruction. So then the previous verse has said that the next verses have been recommending the worship of Krishna or the form of Vishnu is best. Of the three qualitative deities, Hari, Virinchi, Hara, says in the previous verse. Well, here the example is that we have. From earth, we get wood. Wood is a transformation of earth. And from that wood, when it is rubbed together with other wood or so forth, smoke will come out. And then fire. Prabhupada has mentioned somewhere else, he mentions that wood is also another form of fire. So fire comes out. So which is best? Well, it's fire, because fire is trayimaya. We perform Vedic sacrifices with fire, and therefore we can get ultimate benefit. So fire is best. Smoke is better than wood, because when there's smoke, there's some fire. Smoke means not much fire. A little bit of fire and a lot of smoke. It means the fuel is wet or something like that. But when smoke is there, at least we know fire will come. So similarly, there's the three modes of material nature. But there's a hierarchy. Goodness, passion, ignorance. Goodness is best. After that, passion. After that, ignorance. We cannot say they are equal. Today, of course, people will say, how can you pass judgment? Who can say which is better? Let's hear it for the mode of passion. Let's hear it for the mode of ignorance. They all have their advocates and their philosophers. People do this. But here, why is goodness best? Because in goodness makes possible Brahma Darshanam, the direct perception of transcendence. If people are not interested in the direct perception of transcendence, they will not be interested in the mode of goodness. Prabhupada remarks in the Bhagavad Gita that today the standard of advancement is the standard of the mode of passion. We judge whether somebody is better on those standards. Do they have more money? Do they have more facility for sense gratification? Do they have more power? That's the standard of the mode of passion. All the politicians think their duty is to provide for economic development. President Clinton was in office, somebody had this sign made, "It's the economist." He said, "Everything depends on the economy, whether you get reelected or not." That's the conventional word. This is the mode of passion. Economic development is mode of passion. So here is the interesting news here. One has to rise to the platform of the mode of goodness so that one can be eligible for devotional service of the Lord. Eligible means one has the adhikar, the qualification, to actually practice devotional service. Well, what to do? Because, he said, but if there are impediments in the progressive path, things are blocking us, the things that will block us are generally, in fact, the modes of passion and the modes of ignorance. When those are there, then there'll be a problem. Still, anyone, he says, even from the platform of tamas, can gradually rise to the sattva platform. It's not that you can skip the sattva platform. Early in the movement, I had a big argument with a devotee who wanted to maintain that one can go directly from tamagun to transcendence. But here we have clear instruction that one has to come to the mode of, at least this is the general. Yeah, you have to go through sattva, even if it's fast. You keep on going. Still, sattva is required. By the expert direction of the spiritual master. Now, sincere candidates. So notice the word sincere. First of all, that there's some qualification, even if one is in the mode of ignorance, still there has to be some sincerity. Not that I'm doing this whimsically just to pass the time for my amusement. So there has to be some real desire for spiritual emancipation, for spiritual advancement. So if that sincere candidate is there, that candidate must approach an expert spiritual master for such a progressive march. And the bona fide expert spiritual master is competent to direct a disciple from any stage of life, tamas, rajas, and sattva. Notice how Prabhupada uses the word expert three times. Daksha, expertise, is one of the actual qualities of a Vaishnava. He's supposed to be expert. And we see that brahmanas, two of their qualities, jnana vijnana. Jnana means, first of all, they have knowledge from the Vedas. Vijnana means they know how to apply it. Not just theoretical, but it's practical. So this practical knowledge is there. You may study the medical books like crazy, but ultimately, you know, you have to apply it to a patient. And you cannot learn how to do that simply by reading the books. You have to be trained by somebody who's doing it and is good at it, is expert. So expertise is necessary here for this application. So that even people from tamagun and rajagun, what we speak of sattva, even those people can be delivered. So expertise. Where do we, by the way, we have the knowledge, you know, in the Bhagavad Gita, there is this chapter called The Three Modes of Material Nature. It is chapter 14. And in a sense, a large part of this chapter is material knowledge. These are the modes of material nature. This is not esoteric, you know, how to teach it. This is basically the three modes of nature. If one studies this chapter carefully, we can see the symptoms are given. So that when somebody comes to us, we can very quickly make a diagnosis of what are the controlling modes in this person's life. And then if this person is sincere, we can then put them on a path by which they can become free from these modes. So this chapter gives the theoretical understanding. And basically, I'll just remind you, and Prabhupada says in the beginning of this chapter, by the way, he says, if one understands this chapter through the process of philosophical speculation, he will come to an understanding of devotional service. And it's interesting, he says. By the way, that's not mental speculation. There's a difference. Philosophical speculation is knowledge of the material world and inference from that leads to Krishna consciousness. That's why philosophical speculation has a use, although mental speculation, which does not lead anywhere, is useless. But it means that one can apply one's understanding to these facts of the three modes of nature, learn to recognize them. Because at first, if, like somebody like me, I didn't know what the three modes of nature were. And when I took courses in Hinduism in the university, they mentioned the three modes. Usually the translation was strands. And I had no idea what it was talking about. But once I started reading Prabhupada's books and met devotees, I could understand what the three modes of nature were. And I could start to recognize them. Although the three modes are always there. If somebody hasn't shown you, see, this is the mode of goodness, this is what it looks like, you recognize that, and here's the mode of passion, and here's the mode of ignorance, and then the whole world becomes lit up, becomes illuminated, so you can see these modes. Because then our perception has become educated. Our perception. Jnana chakshu. We start to see through the eyes of knowledge. And so by understanding what the three modes are, we can understand what is transcendence. So Arjuna asks about, he asks to hear a description of the symptoms of the people who are transcendental to the modes, and ask at the end of this chapter, how does one become free from the modes? And he says very clearly, Mamshaya Vyabhicharena Bhakti Yogena Seva. By steadily performing without any deviation of devotional service, one Bhakti Yogena Seva, Sagunan Samiti Chaitar, he transcends the modes, man. Brahmabhuyaya Kalpate comes to this level of Brahma. So it's there. Understand how to perform this devotional service. And this chapter in the Bhagavatam is also described that simply by this Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya, there has to be some persistence in this matter. Determination, Yudhavrataha, and then the modes of nature, you will see. Goodness, passion, ignorance and passion will go away. Goodness will become established. That's why Prabhupada said, we should see that lust and greed and anger are disappearing from the heart. He says, if not, you are doing something wrong. So then one needs, oh, I must be doing something wrong. I have to go to somebody and say, what am I doing wrong? So because this is a science of spiritual life. So here there has to be some expertise. One should know this and know how to apply it. Here's an example of expertise. But by the way, when Prabhupada, the candidates that originally came to Srila Prabhupada were not in the mode of goodness. And even only a few were in the mode of passion. You notice this description of the mode of passion, ethical and moral principles, higher culture. This is a mode of passion. So almost everyone that came to Prabhupada was in the mode of ignorance. And he describes them, and if you look, I once did a database search for Prabhupada's description of hippies. He said, unwashed, living in the streets, unemployed, intoxicated, dirty, and so on. It's just a description of the mode of ignorance. And then Prabhupada remarked, he wrote a letter to the American ambassador to India, came to the meeting, and said that, I have turned hippies into happies. Meaning that if you understand the mode of nature, he means that I have taken people from the mode of ignorance and brought them to the mode of goodness. Happiness is a sign, a symptom, a lakshana of the mode of goodness. And another time, we were with Prabhupada in New York at a darshan, and some reporter was interviewing Srila Prabhupada. And like reporters do, he likes to make this question that has a barb in it, you know, has a hidden stab. So he said to Prabhupada, do you consider yourself the savior of the youth of America? Now when reporters did this to Prabhupada, this is his typical response. His eyes got large, and he said, yes. He would always do this. He loved to do this to reporters. And then Prabhupada said, but he said, this is not some future thing. It is already happening. He said, just see, here are my disciples. He pointed to us. We were all sitting on the floor in the New York temple in Hindu Street. These are my students, he said. He said, formerly they were known as morose. See, another word for the mode of ignorance. They were known as morose, he said, but now they are bright-faced. Because you're all lit up like light bulbs. He said that. So he said, then he went on to say, your government is having so much difficulty with young people, especially with drugs. For all my students, they were intoxicated, but now they don't even take coffee or tea. So I have already done it. But your government has failed. So then, just to make it more outrageous, Prabhupada said, so if your government will give me money, he said, I have very little facility. That's right, he said, I have very little facility. So if your government will just give me money, I will save them all. So Prabhupada was expert. He had that expertise. Here's an example. One devotee joined in the early days, and he confessed to Prabhupada that he smoked cigarettes. And Prabhupada said, how many cigarettes do you smoke a day? And he said, well, a pack a day, that's 20 cigarettes. So Prabhupada said, one day you smoke one pack, 20 cigarettes. Next day, 19. Next day, 18. Next day, so on. Each day you decrease by one cigarette, and by the end of 20 days, you decrease. Well, that's excellent. He didn't say, you know, stop right now. This is what he said to him. Sometimes that could be misunderstood. If a guy is chanting, somebody smoking 15, how many cigarettes are you smoking? 15. How can you smoke cigarettes? The Prabhupada said it. You could misunderstand it. But this was his. He knew how to, you have to have some knowledge how to apply these things. So that's the expertise should be there. That people who are infected by these modes can come to the mode of goodness. This is required. From that position, then spiritual life, it's possible to understand the soul, it's possible to understand the Supreme Soul, and it's possible to make further progress to transcendence. So I'll stop there. We want to end this class a little early. I was requested to do so. Maybe you have time for a question or two, or comment, anyone? Yeah.
Yeah, you were describing earlier that by the application of Krishna consciousness, one's the modes that govern one can change from compassion to goodness.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to ask, this is kind of like, I don't think it's an opposing view, but I want to present this to you with your response. Krishna says to Arjuna that in effect, your nature is not going to change. How you apply your nature will change. He says, in either case, you're going to fight. And I just want to understand what the transformation means, actually. Because sometimes, too, someone may change, someone may apply Krishna consciousness to their lives with a sincere heart, but it's not necessarily that. If they're not an intellectual, they may not become an intellectual.
Yeah, they don't have to be an intellectual.
Or, that's true. Or if they're not particularly creative, they're not necessarily going to become creative. So what does it mean exactly?
Sure. My understanding of this is that that even though one has to, in order to understand Krishna and Krishna consciousness, have this qualification of the mode of goodness. However, if one has already been trained to act or knows how to act in an occupational duty that from the mode of passion and the mode of ignorance, there is no need to stop that. But one thing you have to stop. You have to stop being attached to the results. That's the main thing. If this is part of the expertise, do your duty, but do not be attached to the results. So that, therefore, Arjuna was going to do the activities of the Kshatriya, which are certainly passionate. Nevertheless, he would do them without being attached to the result. Now the ability to perform that activity, the aptitude for it, that will remain. But it will now act in a different way because of this not being attached to the results. So it's the attachment to the results, of course, that makes the mode of passion the mode of passion. So if that goes, still one does the activity. So similarly, I may not have a lot of ability for initiative. I may not have the ability for a lot of independent action. Therefore, I act under somebody's guidance. This is the mode of ignorance. But still, if I do this in devotional service to Krishna, there's no problem. Kolavekacharya Sridhar could simply, sit down and sell his banana leaf plates or whatever it was, or something like that. It was fine. He didn't have to change that. He didn't have to start preaching, from the Samaveda. It's not necessary. That's my understanding. Okay? Yeah?
Is Manashtra Dharma a way to engage this mode of passion in devotional service?
Well, it depends on how you do it. Varnashram Dharma itself can be done in two different ways. You can do it, and there'll be gradual elevation. But if you do it, it's already said in this chapter earlier, that if you perfectly perform your duties in Varnashram Dharma, But you don't develop by doing that an attraction for hearing and chanting about Krishna. What does it say? Shrama eva hi kevalam. It's hard work for nothing. So it will not go anywhere, or at least so slowly. So keep the varna and ashram, but make sure that it is done as it's supposed to be ultimately, as devotional service to Krishna. That's what is required. Otherwise it is a slow matter. Still, I mean, by following varnashram dharma means civilization. So at least by that civilization there's a gradual advancement. But ultimately it has to come to the point of devotional service. Okay. We should stop now. It was a busy morning. I guess we're going to serve out prasadam. I suppose people who have duties to do will find out what they are. Who's in charge here? You know, what's happening next? Okay. Upstairs, you sit up? Okay. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Thank you.